Supporters called it surge funding. A group of Western North Dakota Republican legislators is proposing that an $800 million infrastructure bill be passed on a fast track in the first few weeks of the 2015 legislature. That $800 million would go to roads, bridges, sewer and water, curb and gutter projects. Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner, a Dickinson Republican, says $475 million would go to the oil-producing counties and cities. Another $140 million would go to Williston, Dickinson, and Minot. $35 million would go to schools in the oil patch, and $150 million would go to cities and counties that are outside the oil patch. Wardner says lawmakers realize housing is the top issue in the oil patch.
Folks, they can't allow them to start with housing developments until the city can provide the services. You got to have the sewer, the water, and you've got to have the water pressure for fire suppression. And so all of these things have got to be in place before a developer can go out there and even develop a piece of property. Right now, they just don't have the money.
Wardner says this will be one-time funding from the state's Strategic Investment and Improvement Fund. He says it needs to be fast-tracked so the money can be used in the 2015 construction season. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.